Welcome to the Innovators Room, where we talk about real things, real facts, and being the real you. I'm so excited to be back. Let's get this show started.
Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference. Anything you want, good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Each one, teach one. Just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress.
Hey people, so yes, I'm back. I know it's been a little minute, but I'm back. I'm learning to create when I feel creative in that manner, not forcing any content, but just truly when I have something to say to put it out. So as you all know, we are social distancing for the most part, you know. Things are still open. So I wanted to come and give you 10 tips to stay sane during this time, because I know it can be very difficult to navigate this when you're not able to be around your family, when you're not able to be around your friends, you're not going to work. And I know that it can be very difficult to just basically stay in a clear mindset and a clear headspace. So I have 10 things. My first thing is to find a new hobby. Y'all, I've been looking up all kind of stuff, like just trying to figure out, okay, what can I do to use this time wisely? Like, what new things did I see that could be pretty dope that I would like to try? And one thing about me, I'm not afraid to try new hobbies, like creating new things. If it don't work, it don't work. I just wasted a bunch of money. But on the flip side of that, just putting it out there, like just going for it. And so I said that I wanted to take up knitting/crocheting. Like, I want to learn how to make things, crocheting, like blankets and headbands and whatever. So I'm kind of like looking into that, watching a bunch of YouTube videos to see, okay, could I really get into that? And plus, I heard that is very calming for you as well. So I would suggest that you find a hobby. It can be writing, it can be reading, it could be creating things, it could be painting, cooking, just using this time to tap into basically your inner self and see, okay, what do I actually like? Because that's one thing people don't know. People don't really know what they like. And this is the perfect time for you to figure yourself out. Even though you may be in the house with your kids and your family and your husband, still figuring yourself out, figuring out the things that you enjoy, figure out the things that you like, and taking this time to really get to know yourself. Like, when we think about it, stuff has slowed down so much. I feel like we are all on an equal playing field. Like, people are not starstruck anymore. We're all at home with ourselves. And this is the perfect time for you to really, really heal, for you to really, really get to know yourself and figure out what truly makes you happy. The next thing, number two, is show gratitude. Waking up every day and showing gratitude, being thankful that you're alive, being thankful that you have breath in your body, being thankful that you have food to eat, being thankful, like that really puts you in a good headspace. Sometimes you can't wake up to negative news. You can't wake up thinking negatively. You have to speak and be grateful. And that really puts your mindset and your mental space in a great place. So wake up and start being grateful. Read devotionals, pray, take walks, like do something to get you in a healthy mindset. The next thing, tip number three, get some sunlight. Y'all, when I stay in the house so long, I get sick. Like, I physically get sick. Like, my body started being like, why are we here? So I've learned that getting sunlight, opening up my blinds, walking outside, breathing fresh air has kept me sane. So like, don't negate the fact of sunlight. Like, you need to go outside. You need to breathe air. Don't stay in the dark in your house all day long. You need to go outside and get some fresh sunlight. Tip number four is to stay active. Now, we all want these summer bodies. And I feel like this is the perfect time to start getting them. You ain't got to go to work. You ain't got to do nothing. So just like work out at your house. Take walks. Even with your family, if you have the kids, take walks. Do different things to stay active. Because we don't want to see you coming out of this looking like Red Fuchsia. Like we all want to have a hot girl summer still. Lord, please let us have a summer. But this is the perfect time to really stay disciplined, stay structured in being active and getting to the goals that you want to reach. Tip number five is to stay in communication with your friends. And this can be very hard for some people because when you're not able to be around your friends, it's hard. Like, or your family is hard, but you begin to go in this place of, okay, well, I'm just by myself. I don't want to talk to anybody. You need to stay in communication with the people that you do everyday life with. Stay in communication. Talk to them, FaceTime them, Zoom them. Talk to them on Facebook. Like, stay in communication so that it can strengthen your relationships. Don't allow this time to allow you to disconnect from the people that you love the most. So just make it a habit to stay connected with your friends, stay connected with your family, and continue to build those relationships. This is the perfect time to get real with one another and start really building healthy relationships in our homes, in our families, on our jobs, to really take time back to start communicating those things. Tip number six is to practice good mental health hygiene. And what I mean by this is doing a lot of self-care. Like, you have the time now to do things that will edify you and will keep you in a good headspace. I know during this time, I've really become more aware of areas of my life that I've settled, areas of my life that I haven't enjoyed, areas of my areas of my life where I've really like been afraid to speak up on certain issues and things like that. But during this time, I really, really found the confidence, like, hey, like, if there's something that I want, there's something I want to go after, I need to speak up, especially in the workplace. I've really, like, during this time, it really shows you, like, we are all people. Like, you only have one life to live. So, like, stop settling in the workplace. And that's something that I'm like, okay, when I come out of this, I know who I am. I'm confident in my ability and my skills. And this can be in different areas of your life. It may be with your parents. It may be in relationships where you feel like you need to start standing up for yourself. Really digging deep and getting to the root of issues of why you are the way that you are, so that you can come out of this better than you went into it. So tip number seven is to listen to music. Like, music is so soothing. Music calms us. Music makes us happy. Music makes us excited. So get into a place where you're doing things that will edify you. Like I said before, listen to some music. Don't stay in the house all day with nothing on, because by 2 days later, you're probably going to be depressed. So do things to kind of pull you out of that place of, oh my gosh, this is a sucky situation. I hate that we can't be around people. But do things that will keep you in a positive mindset. So listening to music, finding new artists, watching music videos. Watching music videos is one of my top favorite things to do on this planet. I love watching music videos. It's like, I don't know why. A lot of people don't watch music videos no more, but I love it. Like, I can sit there and watch videos all day. So, like, just finding different things to keep you in that space. Tip number eight is to read something inspiring. I've noticed that even on social media, we can see a whole lot of negative things. We can be feeding our minds negativity over and over and over and over again. It is important for you to read things that are inspiring. And when I say that, not rushing yourself, because I wholeheartedly believe during this time, if you don't want to do nothing, don't do nothing. This is the only time that you ain't got to do nothing. Don't make people put you in a place where you feel forced to create or forced to do things that you really don't want to do. You don't have to do that. You don't have to feel the pressure of being and doing and grinding and all of this during this time. If you need rest, you need rest. And something that I've thought about, like, even as creatives or whoever you may be, a lot of times we don't think about the capacity it takes for our minds to operate in that way. And so, like, that's why it's important to make people pay you for your ideas and your thoughts, because you're actually thinking for them. And so you know how much pressure that is on your mind to be thinking for other people, to be creating for other people, to be doing all of this for other people. So during this time, really give your mind a chance to relax. Like, some of us are overworking our minds, and that's why we have burnout. That's why we're crashing. That's why we have anxiety. That's why we're depressed. All of this is because we are putting our brains in overload. It's like an overdrive. It's going all the time. So, and during this time, if you don't feel like doing nothing, be okay with not doing nothing. Don't let them people pressure you, because them people ain't going to be there when you be down and out. So do what is best for you during this time. Do not feel obligated to do anything at a pace for anybody that you don't want to do. And that's that. Yeah, I went off. That was okay, but you know, I'm just trying to get y'all to understand, we got to stop letting people pressure us to do things that we don't have a desire to do in a time frame that we don't have a desire to do it. We don't live by the obligations of people. So we got to start standing up for ourselves. We got to start really taking our lives as pure treasure. Like, it is a blessing. It is a gift. And we have to stop wasting it away for the praises of people, for the accolades of people. Like, we got to stop doing that. Do what makes you happy. Go for whatever you want to go for. And if people have something to say about it, they just have something to say about it. Tip number 9 is kind of goes with what I was saying before. Stay away from negative airways. Being mindful of what you see, being mindful of what you hear, being mindful of what you allow yourself to follow, even on social media. You have to be mindful, because you don't want negativity entering you over and over and over and over and over again. You have to get to the place where you're like, hey, you know, I got to start seeing some positive things. I got to start hearing some positive things. I got to start talking to some positive people. You got to really guard your space, guard yourself during this time, because your emotional health is important. Your mental health is important. Self-care is important. And using this time to truly get to know yourself in a deeper way. And finally, tip number 10, drink water. Y'all need to be drinking y'all water, because if y'all come out of this with bad skin, that is your fault, because you had the perfect opportunity to get your skin together. You had the perfect opportunity to lose some weight by drinking some water. Y'all can't be sitting up there drinking them cold drinks all day. You got to drink your water. You got to stay hydrated. You got to. Like, I'm talking, my voice all raspy because I ain't drinking no water this morning. You got to stay hydrated. Stay hydrated in your body. Stay hydrated mentally. Stay hydrated emotionally. All of the above. Like, you literally have to stay hydrated in your life. Drink your water. Start eating some. Take some of them carbs out, because that's my goal this week. Start taking some of them carbs out my diet, baby, because I'm really trying to have a flat stomach by summertime. And when I get this flat stomach, y'all think I'm posting my thighs. Nah, baby, look, when I work hard for this body, you ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing. You might as well just go ahead and hate. You might as well go ahead and get upset, get ready to be mad. I don't care if you're mad. But once I get this body I want, you ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing. Thighs all summer. Flat stomach all summer. So you might as well go ahead and mute me, because it is what it is at this point. But yeah, so I just wanted to come on real quickly and just share that podcast with y'all about tips for staying sane during this COVID-19. So I hope it was helpful. Don't forget to share with other people. Leave me a review. Tag me when you're listening. Yes. And for now, peace. See you next time.